Blog Talk Radio.
Shit, Madison. All right, ladies and gents and ladies, we are live, Critical Combo Radio Show with your host, Chris Knowledge, and
Red motherfucking Rob.
All right, now obviously, there's some fucking weird shit going on.
There's some fuckery about.
Apparently, I mean, we might as well just get to it right away.
Yeah, that was the whole point.
A lady and a gentleman, camera crew and reporter, gets
murked.
Shot.
Gets murked.
Live on air.
Well, actually, before we start, let me say by we don't condone or we're not trying to spout the conspiracy theory here, but at the same time, we're trying to get people to ask questions.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, if you were to come out and say that this is some fucking straight-up bullshit, you're going to be looked at as a fucking weirdo.
Absolutely,
you're
going to
be
man.
Called a fucking weirdo and a jackass and all this, and it's all because the news media told you that this is exactly how it happened.
And what scares me about this, dude, is the fact that, like, dude, I don't know what's going on, man. I don't. You don't know what's going on. Like, nobody really knows what's really, really, really going on. We all have our speculations, opinions, based on certain things that we see and find out and look at. But if you watch that video, I'm not saying what happened. I'm talking about what I saw. I'm not saying she got killed or didn't get killed. I'm not saying that the cameraman didn't. I'm saying what I saw in the videos that have been provided to me to see with my eyes. I did not see anybody get shot and killed.
It didn't really look totally fake as shit.
I didn't see a person get shot and killed. I saw a gun go off. I don't know. But I see no shell casings. She's holding on to the mic still after the second shot. She's still holding on to the mic.
Apparently, she got shot three times. And
right, but the first two shots I see in one video shows her holding the mic. And she runs with the mic in her hand. Hey, she must have been a... You know what people say? She was a dedicated reporter. She was a dedicated reporter. She knew that her job... No, look. Let's not put reporters in the same line of duty as fucking military men and women. Okay, she held on the mic because bullets ain't hit her.
Basically. So this is all in reference to, like we said, the fucking...
You were in the military...
The shooting of the two...
Did you have, like, drills where, like, you got shot in the military?
No.
Did you have to do drills like that at all?
We've had drills with fake guns, with fucking shooting blanks and shit.
And how did that gun
and that's
look?
It sounded exactly the same way that
it moves just like it, like it jerks you back.
That's it. You pull the trigger and it fucking moves the gun and it fucking sounds exactly just like when a fucking gun goes off and everything.
and that amazes me. So here you are, a man who's seen this because it's obviously you went through it. As a military personnel, Marine, okay, in training, you use, like, you know, obviously you're not going to shoot each other real fucking bullets, so you use blanks. And what does the blank do? It makes the gun really shoot without what?
Without shooting.
Without a bullet. Shell casings and blanks.
Yeah.
So how come there was no shell casings in this one? Even if it was a blank. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's what's weird. Like, I don't even see a shell casing. I don't even see, even if it was a blank, you see something coming out of the gun. You don't see shit.
That's a good point. That's a good point, man.
You know? So, this is another thing, though. And a lot of people have been brushing upon this. Now, I don't know how real it is, but from what I see, it's the real account of this gentleman that she was dating Allison Parker, is her name? Was it Allison?
Yeah.
Well, her boyfriend texted her at 6:34, I think the exact time was.
Yeah, he put out a tweet.
And she got shot. A tweet. Yeah, that's right. A tweet about her. Like, you know, well, we all loved her. She loved me. I can't believe she loved me. She was great to even love me. Stuff like that, you know. Not those exact words, but that's exactly what, like, he was going on with that, right? Basically, like, she's gone, and we can't believe such a great person left. It's like any kind of tweet would be for anybody you love or message or something in that nature. And it was at 6:34. But if you watch the video,
the shit happened
at 6:46. Now, I'm not a Houdini fucking, you know, Nostradamus believer here, but based on what Nostradamus is, this man fits in that category. You know what I mean? This man fits in a Nostradamus type of category, because not only did he know his wife was going to die in advance, but if you hear afterwards, he goes, oh, she was different. There was something about her today that wasn't like anything else. And it's like, what are they trying to make us believe?
Yeah, exactly.
Is where I'm coming from.
What are they trying to convince you of?
You know, this, like, by the archives, you're going to hear this for the first time, maybe. But we're not regular motherfuckers here. Me and Red are just dudes that see past all the bullshit and tackle it from right where nobody wants to talk about it. That's what we like to do. Okay, so that's what I'm going to do right here on this particular issue, and I won't take too much time, Red, because I know, you know, I do this a lot. I digress, and I fucking talk about it. You know, sometimes Red has to body slam me to shut me up. But no, this is what kills me. Here we are in this day and age. Now, most of us, we know 9/11 was definitely some sort of bullshit situation, okay, based on the facts that they give us, their facts that they give us, just based on their story. Now, on this story, we actually get to watch, okay, what is happening, okay? Supposedly now this guy's face has been shown in the video, which Red was telling me earlier, and Red will probably get more in detail in that after what I say, but apparently this man was shown on the camera that was falling on the floor after the man gets shot, which, you know, another full free speed event happens where the camera falls at a fucking just on its own gravity pull, and somehow this man's picture's seen, his whole body and all that shit, and we know who it is. All right, fine. Then now you have gun control enthusiasts going all over this, obviously Piers Morgan, all those fuckers. Then you have lunatics, even like Alex Jones, picking apart it on their agenda and whatever they feel is going to help them out in some way. Well, me and this guy don't get any endorsements. We don't give a fuck about nothing. We're just regular human beings like you. We call, and I think, as I start to say this, Red's going to finish it for me. We call bull. The holes in this fucking situation. Now, one last thing I'm going to say, and I think Red's got, you know, some things he's going to put into this as well. But what I think is, obviously, the gun control thing is a big, big must. I mean, gun control, the Second Amendment is what's going to separate this country. It always is going to be that way now. Second Amendment. First Amendment, we all agree, First Amendment's a great thing to have. We should be able to say what we want to say, right? But when it comes to the Second Amendment.
But at the same time, the First Amendment is basically non-existent.
Until you have the Second Amendment. Because the Second Amendment will promise me a First Amendment. Trust me that. All right, I will say what the fuck I want, knowing I can protect that. But here we are, all right, we're in this position where this is where it is. All right, this lady and this gentleman got shot, and including this prominent woman. My thing is, which most people aren't, I don't even hear anybody talking about, is where the fuck is anybody else? Why do you have a live show, a live newscasting happen, a live news event happening between a prominent woman such as, I don't know what she was a counselor, she was some sort of political figure in Virginia, okay? Now, they're talking to her about, you know, bringing in, nobody's going to go there now, But bringing in...
Nobody's going to go there now.
And if they do, that's because the sickos want to see some sick shit. You know, like seeing like a, you know, Amityville Horror shit. You know, people just want to go and see what some shit happened. You know? But to bring in new people into your area, that was a fuck-up of a way to do it. In the abstract, yeah. But maybe in the realistic way, most people are going to want to go see this new... They want to probably go to the murder scene. All right, but this is neither here nor there. My thing is this. You have a newscaster, okay, news anchor. She's there with her cameraman, and that's it? Nobody else? Who drives the van, her or him? Like, not only do they have... Like, she does the voice. She's the head. Like, she's the figure you see on the camera. She's the one you see. Plus, she drives the van. Or... is this guy the cameraman, plus he drives the van? Who the fuck drives the van? And why wasn't there anybody else there? While this guy walks up and creeps and sneakily walks up to these motherfuckers. No, fuck that. If they're going to fucking fake this shit, I get the fake words. So he sneaks up to them. Dude, he pulls the gun out. Peripherals don't work here. There's no peripherals no more, apparently. You know, we're all supposed to... Now, that's what I think it is. This was a war on peripheral vision. Because you're going to tell me somebody walks up and doesn't see shit? Doesn't see anything red? Doesn't see nothing? This guy brings out his gun and then walks behind the other guy 30 seconds later, then bark shots. Okay? But there was nobody there for these cameramen and the anchor woman? Okay, fine. It was just them two on the show. Fine. But what about this prominent figure? This political woman didn't have an entourage? She didn't have, like, a couple of momos walking with her just in case people have a different say for her? For an event just like this? Somebody that wants to kill her because they disagree with her? Because everybody knows since JFK, people want to kill political figures out there, right or wrong. So this woman didn't have bodyguards? This woman didn't have a sister, a mother, a lover, a fucking boyfriend? Nobody came to see these three people? No. They happen to be in this abandoned place talking about tourism, okay, for Virginia. And this guy comes out of nowhere and knows exactly when this is all happening, comes up, body cam and all, POV, and those of you that watch porn on POV. Okay? He POVs this whole fucking thing. Okay? He brings a gun out. Then... this ain't the time. Moves back. Takes a couple steps back.
Exactly.
Brings the gun back out.
He sets it up to get another shot. He sets it up to get another angle of everything that he's doing.
Come on, guys. Now, Red, you take the stage for a little while. I'll shut the fuck up.
I'm in agreement with fucking everything that you fucking
said. Absolutely. I know. Because it's but I want to hear your take on it as well.
All right, so yeah, this is all portrayed as, you know, as a live action thing, as a live action event, and this all fucking happened right there and right there, right? So my question is, how did this dude have the time after the fact to put this video, his POV video, on YouTube? How did it get anywhere? Get on any social media or on YouTube or anything? Mm-hmm. And they said, or flew in his car, fucking took off like a madman, and then he killed himself.
Put a naked picture. I'm sorry, I gotta chime in.
So in between,
put a naked picture on Facebook right now, and look how quick that gets off. This guy put a death video where he killed somebody on Facebook, and he left it on there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But he had the time. But
all this.
I mean, you know, he just killed fucking two people, shot somebody else that's a witness, mm-hmm. who we haven't heard shit about. We haven't heard shit about this lady. We haven't heard shit from her, mm-hmm. what she saw,
I'd love to hear
or anything
she
else. We haven't heard anything about her.
I mean, we've heard stuff about her. She was injured. She went to surgery, supposedly.
But after the fact, you know? There's nothing after, you know, statements after the fact.
Nope.
So this guy had time to fucking, you know, fucking committed to everything he was doing, that he decided, you know what, I'm just going to kill two people and put her on the internet. And in that time between when I get in the car and I have to pay.
Get the fuck out of there.
I have to pay attention to getting the fuck out of there where I just kill people.
I just kill people. I get the fuck out of there.
I'm gonna fucking, you know what? I'm gonna go on my phone.
And he's not even on Wi-Fi. You know how long a video on Wi-Fi takes to get loaded up? This guy's in the car, speeding out.
Yes.
Texting and driving, which he broke a law. They gotta charge him with that, by the way. But he's dead, so you can't charge him with none. But they would have to charge him with that. Texting and driving.
But apparently he had the time to fucking
do all that.
To set up his fucking internet and fucking get the fucking video on YouTube or whatever else, on Facebook, wherever this video was first posted, and then fucking
Any normal citizen knows how hard it is to post a night out. I mean, come on, a two minute video. It's gonna take you a long time.
If you're gonna put anything on YouTube, you have to go home and you have to go on your fucking.
And here's my thing. People videotape things and have to redo it. Why? Because you fuck up. This guy got everything right off of one fucking video. He knew what he was doing, did it right. I mean, come on. I know how it takes just to fucking take a picture of myself. I had to take it a couple times because I didn't like the other ones. Right? They're called negatives, right? Negatives because you don't like them. Right? This motherfucker, one shot, one kill. This man just has a video, starts walking nonchalantly up to them on a fucking deck where you can hear footprints. They don't hear them. They don't look at them. They don't notice them. They just go in there. He fucking shoots them up and walks away. Here's my thing. If he had all the time in the world and all the patience in the world and all the conceits, the fucking thought in the world, it planned out the way there shouldn't have been no reason why this guy didn't videotape better than he did. Because you know what? You're going to shoot 3 times, 4 times, 5 times. You're going to get all of it on the fucking videotape. Why? Because you've planned it out so well. I mean, you put the gun out at once, didn't do nothing with it, walk back, wait till the camera shows her, and then start shooting, if that's the case. Then you know what the fuck you're doing, brother. Then you know what you're doing. If you know what the fuck you're doing, then guess what? You'd have done it right where we just saw every seven shots, right? We would have saw every 7 shot. We would have saw the cameraman getting shot. The fucking... My thing is this. Listen to the video. You'll hear them. I'm not even kidding. You hear them. Bang, bang. A couple more shots after they go quiet. He killed everybody. Apparently, one woman got, you know, whisked away to the hospital and she survived. And she doesn't still scream, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. Don't say that shit when something like that happens. Come on. It's not like he killed him point blank. She ran. Obviously, if she died bleeding out. She didn't die right away. She got shot right in your face, folks. And then as she ran, she stopped yelling, the cameraman stopped yelling, and the fucking other lady stopped yelling. All in the one video. Swear to God, listen to it again.
You're right.
Two shots, you're absolutely right. And
you're
hear it sounds
right.
Like he's shooting in a can or something. It's like pung, 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 pung.
You're absolutely
like,
right, man.
And then,
absolutely right.
Right?
And the fucked up thing is, it's like, it's all right, okay, you can cap this off as this other chick, this other lady that was being interviewed, survived because maybe, you know, this guy didn't pay attention and he was hasty and he decided to shoot her. But if you're fucking there and you already killed 2 people, you're going to kill that fucking person.
Hey, you're dead.
If he already shot
her, apparently she would have still been yelling.
and the news,
everybody just stopped yelling.
Both of them were in the head. They were both fucking killed by being shot in the head. This guy had the time to sit there and fucking load up his gun and fucking shoot. You know, he fired off fucking 7 shots.
Well, what a marksman! Because in point blank, he couldn't get her in the head, but as she ran away, he got her in the head and got the camera.
He could fire off however many shots. You only hear however many shots in the video, but apparently he shot them both in the head. He shot them both in the head, but he couldn't do the same for this other lady.
That's fucking.
Somebody else that's a witness.
And they stopped yelling. All of them, including him. He doesn't say shit. Like, you just murdered people. At least sound proud. I mean, you know, if you're that sick,
and in a moment of fucking pure coincidence and fucking miracle magic, movie magic, you know, the fucking
I just want to literally, I don't mean sound proud like it's a proud thing to do, because people are going to take that sideways. I mean proud, like, because you know in his head, he's doing something he believes is okay. So if it's okay in his head, anything you do in this world that you believe is okay, you're going to fucking be like, yeah, that's what I did. You're not going to be quiet. Like, he didn't say shit to them. He voices it out on Facebook, but he doesn't say shit video. Why can't he?
No, well, in the
why don't we hear voices?
In the video,
you can identify people with voices.
In the video, they say that he said that he walked up to the chick that's the reporter, and he says, bitch. He says to himself,
I did hear that.
He
I
says to himself,
that.
Bitch, and the chick he looks at him. She specifically looks at him peripherally.
Yeah.
She looks at him from the side.
I saw her. No, she moved, actually.
She gives him a side
moved.
Glance, and then this dude pulls out a gun, and then they don't say
they
anything.
They don't say nothing. But
and
30
she,
seconds,
if
like
she knew,
20 seconds, they'll say shit.
And if she knew who this guy was before the fact, like she knew that this dude had problems with her, why wouldn't she just stop and be like, excuse me, how can I help you?
Not even.
They just stopped. They just kept going with what they were doing.
And you know what? If that's the case, they didn't start changing news people. Ignoring something. Because news people are. Like, if you know something happens, ignore it. All right, this guy had a fucking gun. You don't ignore that.
Exactly. That's what it comes down to.
There's just so many
holes
in it.
If this was what they say it was, then I'm not going to say that these people deserve to be shot, but really, this guy stood there with his gun behind you for 30 seconds, for almost, you know, for half a minute, and you knew who he was. You know, this chick looked at him. You knew who he was.
The bitch looking towards the camera. The chick sitting on the fucking balcony, like, yeah, we need tourists and shit. You didn't see this asshole? Like, I'm looking straight now, and I see all sorts of shit on the side. The least of anything could be a gun. Okay, I'm going to definitely see somebody walking. First of all, I'm seeing you. And the man didn't just pull the gun out. He had to have the gun as he was walking with his POV, pornographic fucking point of view. Okay? And as he's walking up, you're going to tell me you don't see this cocksucker walking up, Mrs. Whoever voted them in, Virginians are assholes. Virginians are stupid. Why? Because you happen to vote this idiot in. She can't even see somebody with a gun walking up to them. And she's going to protect you? I mean, I'm looking for everything. I'm looking at this from every angle and every dickhead way possible. Why? Because it's like, look, how are you going to vote for somebody that can't even watch a guy walking up? He was behind these motherfuckers. Come on, folks. Because they're probably both definitely dead, those two people. That's definitely the truth. They're definitely dead. Yeah, you do drink beers weird, bro. You definitely, like, tongue that shit and all that. Live, listen, folks, if you see how Red drinks a beer, it's fucking weird. Like a bottled beer, he drinks it like a dick in his hand. That is weird,
I'm trying
bro.
To keep the fucking fold. All right,
but
fucking...
I'm not having a lick of... All this, yeah, spit that out, right? You want to swallow, you spit it?
All right, so back to the topic at hand.
But it's just fucked up, dude. Like, I just...
Seriously.
I mean, I think these people might have died. Absolutely, they're dead.
From what
but
you,
I don't think this
from
man
what you
was
can find, go
them.
Out, find this video, watch this video, and really fucking... Really figure it out for yourself. That's all I'm saying. We have our suspicions, which is...
And I swear to you, it's not even based on what we're being told. It's what I'm seeing, dude.
Exactly.
It's what I'm
exactly.
watching, man.
And the whole thing about
it... He shot him in the head. Why didn't he do that first... Look, you don't have to be a marksman.
The whole thing is not based upon what you're seeing. It's what you're told. You were told that, you know, this circumstance happened.
That's what the media is doing. Yeah.
These people died. This guy killed himself. Don't watch the video. It's too graphic.
We don't want to see it.
You don't want to see
that's
it. It's too
do.
Graphic. Don't
we
watch
won't
the
even
video.
Show more. We're not even going to tell you anything he said because we don't want to make him feel like a star. You guys
but
dead.
But if you look at it, you actually start to pick it apart, and you're like, what
you
the
ask
fuck,
any good
what
FBI
the fuck
agent,
is really going on
You
here?
Ask any good FBI agent, any CIA agent, even detectives, what they need to do to understand a scenario or situation. They need to know everything that happens. They need to know as much about the situation at hand as possible, as much information as possible. That's what a detective, an FBI agent, and a CIA agent needs to know. They need to know everything that happened at the point that the situation or the event happened. Whatever the event might entail, They need to know as much as they need to know, right? Well, all right, we say they're trained people, but I think we all need to know that on everything that ever happens. We need to know as much as whatever we can get out of that situation. Whatever, what happened? Who was there? And I thought, who just them? I don't believe that at all, man. I don't believe it's just her and a cameraman driving around in a van, taking fucking, you know, congresswomen or whatever the fuck. I don't even know what she was. And I should learn that.
And
to know my
also,
facts, but.
Also, the other question I have is fucking, if this guy stood there and there was nobody else there, this guy videotaped the whole thing, did he call 911 after the fact to get them picked up? To be like, oh, look, hey, I just killed somebody.
Right, yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
Blah. I'm going to take off now.
Well,
called 911?
Well, obviously.
Who fucking called 911?
Well, obviously, the naysayers, well, the people that agree with the official story, they're going to say something like, well, it was on live news. You know, it was on live news, so obviously, you know, if worse comes to worse, the people at our studio is going to call up 911 and figure out what happened. Sure. You know, who knows? That's easily debunked, in a way. You know why? Because, like I said, it happened on live news. I mean, somebody in Virginia, some old lady probably called 911. You know? But my point I'm trying to make, my biggest point is, you know, it's not just the three of them there. It's just not. There's other people there for the political figure that they were interviewing, and the two of them are not alone in this entourage. They have other people that work. Like, if you watch, like, on Long Island, we have News 12 Long Island. If you watch News 12 Long Island, they got, like, nine people in the thing. You know what I mean? These people, just two of them, just nonchalantly go off. And they were working for CBS, the old CNI, never mind that. All right? I'm just a weirdo, but I believe that there's an Illuminati, old CNI. And I believe they were an Illuminati sacrifice. But that's my opinion. I do. I believe they were an Illuminati sacrifice. Our father belonged to, like, the central bank. But my thing is this, they had nobody there. The regular people stand this. Give them at least. Logic is there, where, like, there's just the three of them there, and this lonely man with a camera sitting there with his iPhone 5, 6, whatever.
Yeah, but the thing is, how did this guy know that they were going to be exactly there at exactly that time?
Well, you know. And that's what I thought, too. But then I learned that, you know, this is before I knew he was a news guy that worked with them. Maybe he got insider fucking tips, whatever.
True.
I don't
could
know.
Could have gotten
you know,
inside
what, you know,
information, right.
Sure. But if he was an asshole that nobody liked to work with, why would anybody want to? But, you know, that's that little shit that, you know, you can't call it what it is. You can't call it what it isn't type shit. You know, it could be anything type shit.
Exactly.
But what we do know
well,
is this.
My biggest. Well, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Right.
My biggest point was when the guy drops the camera and apparently, you know, this became the biggest news was that they captured the guy exactly at the moment that the guy dropped the camera and they're like, oh, look, we caught a video fucking footage. We caught a video still. This is exactly who it is. It's exactly this guy. But if you watch the actual slow motion video, you don't see anybody. You see a guy. Mm. You see a guy. You see a figure. You see a body. You see a body dressed in, you know, he had like dark clothes or whatever. That's all you see. Because even in the slow motion video, all you see is the body. All you see is a body walking past the camera.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right.
So
you're
fucking.
Right.
So somebody had to have some kind of fucking crazy Photoshop or some kind of somebody had to really fucking analyze this shit frame by frame by frame and find exactly the exact moment where they exactly caught exactly this guy's fucking face and his skin color and all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just by some kind of fucking coincidence, somebody found that, you know, just a couple of hours after. So how is that possible? And they got specifically that camera footage. Show me that.
They didn't. And you're right.
They didn't. And exactly. If it's a Photoshop thing, if they could Photoshop a fucking, you know, if they could Photoshop the dude's body, like all you see is a blur of a body. That's all you see. So if they can Photoshop that, if they can Photoshop, you know, something in there, what's to say that this whole fucking incident wasn't fake?
Right.
If they could Photoshop the guy's face in there, they could put, they could video edit it and fucking put something they want.
And really
want
fucking bullshit.
That,
yeah.
The whole fucking situation is nothing but bullshit.
They have
nothing but a fucking fake.
And it's not, like I said, like, you know, everything we just covered, dude. Like, you know, come on, there's so many holes in this shit. And a lot of people see it. A lot of, well, dude, I've seen a lot more, believe it or not, even on, like, regular people that I have, like, friends and relatives and shit on my Facebook, even they're posting things like, what the fuck, you know? Even they're looking at it like, you know, what's going on here? You know, it's something weird happening. You know, they might not look at it to the degree that me and you do, but they are looking at particular situation, like,
it's suspicious,
it's fucking weird, you know. And obviously, you got your assholes out there that, you know, that they're trying to make it a race based thing. You know, black guy shoots up white people. Why can't we do that? You know, I want to get rid of the fucking gay pride flag, which, you know, in a sense can be justifiable. In a sense, I'm not saying it's true. It should be that way, but dude, I mean, come on. You know,
well, anybody,
he said, he anybody, said this is, you know, based on the media, you know, which
was,
I know.
He said it was a hate crime.
Yeah,
it
was a fucking hate crime. It was in retaliation of the church shootings. So here's this gay guy who fucking does, you know, stuff. And I mean that as fuck as it sounded. But, you know, dude, the guy fucking.
But he based it off of, he's like, oh, you know, these people, they ruined my life.
Yep.
They said racist shit about me, so now I'm going to go out and kill them.
Yep.
How much different is that than what we were told about this Charleston, South Carolina fucking bullshit?
Right.
the whole nation was up in fucking fury, up in arms about fucking something that was not even related to fucking, you know, they got involved with the rebel flag bullshit. It's like,
right.
It wasn't even related to the fact that fucking this dude was just nuts and he went out and shot these dudes.
Just shot him. And that's, look, I'm not saying that's fine, but let that be what it is. And if that's what it is, let's treat it that way. You know, let's treat things. Look, if you're going to say that this is racist, if you're going to say that that's racist, if you're going to say that that's wrong and this is wrong, and that's the way we all agree that that's what it's going to be, then let's treat this the same way. Let's take away that flag. Let's take away that flag. Because, look, if I can't watch Dukes of Hazzard, which I could give two fucks about, if I can't watch, then I shouldn't be able to watch Queer Eye Straight Guy. Because, look, it's promoting hatred. You know, right?
Division.
I mean, based on what we're seeing on the news. But if you don't like the news, then tune into here and let's be realistic. Right or wrong? Seriously.
Wrong or right.
You know, tune into something that makes sense. Stop tuning into shit that's going to constantly blind your fucking peripheral, apparently. I mean, this woman had a peripheral vision abstracted by bullshit. You know?
So my last point and my final point will be that how is there no security footage of this?
Right.
We live in a time where there's nothing but fucking...
It's the Pentagon.
Yeah. We live in an age, we live in a time where there's nothing but fucking security cameras. There's nothing but fucking video footage of you running a red light. Video footage of you taking a shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Video footage of you going to fucking McDonald's. And
yeah,
getting...
there's nothing else.
Exactly. But there's no video footage. There's no security cameras anywhere in the area of the fact that the shooting happened.
Mm-hmm.
There's no video footage of when the plane crashed into the Pentagon, they said. That whole area is surrounded by...
But
fucking,
if you
that
pass,
whole area
if you,
is surrounded
if you,
by
if you go through a red
cameras.
Light... Thinking photo of that shit, they'll even send you the video of you passing that shit.
Exactly.
They'll send you a video of you passing.
And there was no video cameras, no security footage. Sandy Hook, there was no video cameras, security footage of this dude that shot up Batman fucking wacko that shot up the fucking movie theater. None of that.
Nope.
How is that not possible?
Why not? Why not? Why isn't there? And we all know. When we get back, we'll talk a little more about that. But mostly, we're going to start, you know, generating into other things. We're going to put on our first break here. Give ourselves a second to take wee-wees. Eat some Cracker Jacks because we're at the ball game. But we will be back after this. Chris Knowledge.
Red Rocks.
Critical Combo. We will be back. Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye, ladies and gents. Having a little technical difficulties.
Once again.
All right. But we are back, and we are real, and we are authentic. We are doing good things with bad people. Okay? All right, before the... thing, which a bunch of things. I know he has fantastic things to get into. Thing I want you to know is this, all right? That whole shooting, just look it up for yourselves. That whole shooting, just look
exactly.
It up. That whole fucking report.
Watch the video for yourself and see how fucking suspect, suspicious it really is.
Now.
And then look into the official story of it, and you know what?
There's a lot of holes.
A lot of holes.
I mean holes. I mean, you know, brothel holes.
Yeah, talking about like gaping butthole, porno type fucking.
No, Belladonna holes.
Belladonna holes.
All right. Right. What do you?
The only thing I have to add to all that is also look into. You know, we had. Over the past year, we've had these fucking videos of ISIS. You know, they never actually show you a beheading. They just show you the guy that's supposed to be held prisoner, and then they show you some dude that's there in a mask, and he's like, "I'm gonna fucking kill him now. You know, you didn't meet my demand, so now I'm gonna fucking kill him." So they show you one part of the video. Guy puts a knife to the dude's neck. Next thing you know, he doesn't have a head. They never actually show you the fucking actual beheading. They never actually show you killing the dude.
Yeah, but that's kind of reaching a little bit.
Well, actually, if you look it up, Anonymous, you know who Anonymous is?
Mm-hmm.
Anonymous released a video, and they showed that fucking there was an ISIS video, or what was supposed to be an ISIS video, that was completely fake. It was completely staged.
I didn't see it.
It was on screen. It was exactly the same dude in the same fucking black jumpsuit and the mask and everything. He said, "You know what? All right, I'm gonna kill the guy now." And then he fucking goes to proceed to fucking cut the dude's head off. And they show you exactly. It's on a movie theater screen.
Sure.
And they're on a fucking green screen, like a Hollywood, straight up Hollywood fucking green screen.
I wouldn't put it past, you know. The government's best weapon is to say everything we see is fake. Meanwhile, they show us the fakest of all. Remember that CNN report in Iraq, Kuwait? These motherfuckers
exactly.
Were by
go
us,
all the way back to then. Go all the way back there.
Look up that. Look up CNN fake
CNN
report.
Fucking first Iraq war.
It was Kuwait.
Oh, my God. That was That was the fakest fucking news report that you could ever fucking see.
One guy had a mask. One guy had like a fucking, you know, whatever those.
They both had helmets on.
No, the one dude had the helmet. The other dude had the mask.
Yeah. And they're like, oh my God.
Like, whatever's happening, which one are you protected? You know, that's how I looked at it. Like, which one are you protected from whatever's happening? Because only one of you have the helmet. And the other. But
well,
it was such a.
No, but they were on a fucking theater set.
They were on a fucking movie theater set.
And he's like, oh my God, the bomb siren's going off. The siren's going off. Hold on, folks.
It was like a car. You know. And it was like an old school protected by Dodge Viper car. You know. It was all bullshit. It really was. It was the type of shit where, like, when you were younger, like, you watch Freddy Krueger movies. When you were younger, they were the shit. You watch a Freddy Krueger movie now,
you're like,
get the
oh
fuck
my
out
God,
of here.
Fuck yeah.
You know, but that,
you and I can both, you and I can both agree that the level of fucking the level of CGI, the level of fucking everything that they get on the news, you know, in your face is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
When we watched when it was the election of a Barack Obama, when we first had the fucking election. They had a fucking literal fucking...
2008.
They had a literal Star Wars fucking hologram on TV. They showed you a fucking hologram.
Now, folks,
Star
just so
Wars,
you know.
A Star Wars fucking hologram.
Yep,
on TV.
On CNN. Yep. And she's right there in the studio. She's like, oh, I'm here visiting you through a hologram. They don't do it anymore for whatever reason. But it was, yeah, no, it was. It was during the elections, Barack Obama. It was just when, like, they were going to pick whoever was going to be the president. But I want to chime in here a little bit. Just so you all know that we're not, like, leftists or rightists or whatever's. We're nothing. We're just human beings trying to figure out shit. I definitely did vote for Barack Obama, folks. I did. 2008. And I made the biggest mistake I ever did by voting. It wouldn't have mattered who, but I voted. I was a contributor to the bullshit. Well, since I had rehab on voting. I had voters rehab. And now I learned I can't vote no more. Just like alcoholics can't drink no more. Just like drug addicts can't do drugs no more. I can't vote no more. I've learned my lesson. I went to voters rehab. Why? Where did I go? I went in my own mind. I searched and I researched and I seen that voting is nothing but a fucking game. It's a bullshit thing. It's just like drugs. Nothing really happens at the end of it all. You get one little high, you feel great about this motherfucker, and nothing happens. That's why I'm saying this now, because Trump, Rand Paul, all of them are all fucked up. Even Rand Paul,
yep.
Motherfuckers.
Yep, exactly. So to dovetail into that, this is fucking hilarious.
All right, folks. Sorry for that again. Remember, we're not,
we're back.
We're not high. Radio show here, so this is the kind of shit that you're gonna go through.
And we keep getting cut off. So I don't think we've ever fucking experienced this in our show ever this many times ever. After all the shit that we talk about.
Yeah, we have. We've dabbled. We've had a lot of this bullshit going on.
All right. Well, to me, it's pretty suspicious that we keep getting fucking cut off from our fucking transmissions. When we start getting into some fucking real shit.
There's a lot of weird shit going on. But.
So it could be us. It could be our shitty plan that we pay for. It could be our shitty internet. Who knows? Who really knows? But we were talking about we were manipulated into believing, all kinds of weird shit, dumb shit. This recent shooting might be. We can't say for sure. It might be a manipulation. We can't say for sure. We need you to go out and check it for yourself. That's the only way you'll be sure. That's the only way we'll be sure.
Absolutely.
You need to go out and check it for yourself. Don't follow what we're saying. Don't just fucking agree with us.
No,
go out and figure it out for yourself. We were talking about elections. We were talking about bullshit elections. We've had special shows on these bullshit elections. And we were talking about the fact that in 2008, there was holograms. They were using holograms on CNN. Never mind CGI. Never mind CGI. They were using fucking straight up Star Wars holograms.
Star Wars. Seriously. No, they were. Like RTD2 show. Where fucking Princess Leia comes out and goes,
help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. It sound like a horrible anyway.
But now, getting back to these most recent manipulated elections. This year, we don't have secret society members running against each other like we did with Bush and Kerry. And Obama. Well, we can't say for sure whether or not Obama belongs to a secret society. But
they all do. But
he belongs to some kind of fucking, some kind of fucked up globalist plan.
Trust me when I tell you, anybody that's on the screen.
They're all manipulated and controlled. So apparently now, fucking, in the most recent pollings from last week, nowadays, this week, it switched a little bit. Now Trump is running the lead. But last week, apparently, D's Nuts was running 9% in. About D's, I'm talking about D's Nuts.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
Literally, I'm talking about something that's fucking This is something that's fucking totally fake, manipulated, made up. This is a fucking video. If you hear this, you already know what D's Nuts is. If you're hearing this, you know what fucking D's Nuts is, all right? You know that D's Nuts is some fucking dumb internet bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But fucking somebody registered their name as a political candidate, D's Nuts, in the presidential race.
And they had 9%.
And apparently they're running 9% in North Carolina. They were tied with Marco Rubio, Carly Fiorina, and Mike Huckabee, who had 6% of the public vote.
Folks, what else do you want? What else do you want?
What more do you want us to say about this fucking voting?
What else needs to be shown? I mean, come on. This is the proof in the pudding. These people are showing you and telling you this is a game. That's all it is a popularity contest.
That's it.
And if these nuts becomes president, I probably feel better than fucking anything else they have. You got Hillary with the scandals. You got fucking Trump, who, you know, come on, folks. Trump's our fucking savior.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the guy we're all listening to right now.
Now Trump is the guy that's going to fucking save the United States.
Well, what do you guys know? Look, I don't know half of a hat of a shit, but I do know this. I do know this. Trump is a businessman. This country has been ran on business. That's why we're... Why the poor is the poor and the rich is the rich.
Not even the rich, ultra rich.
It's run on fucking poor. I mean, it's run on business. This whole country is run on business. If you get Trump in there, I know what people are saying. A lot of people say, even I've even seen Jones sort of say that guy's a big piece of humanity. People are only saying that now because this guy's shaking things up in a way. But there becomes your false, you know, information, as you're patching information, it becomes where, like, they bring something true to the table, but utilize it to bring you back to the real
exactly.
table.
It's a hook. It's official.
Exactly what
hook,
it is.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Hook you in, make you believe this guy's really all that in a bag of potato chips and Doritos and fucking Subway sandwiches and shit, which also, by the way, Subway got fucking, has a lawsuit on them because they need it's all bullshit. So. But anyway, more importantly, here we got a guy that, like look, I want to, look, you don't think I don't listen to fucking Trump and think in my head, man, wow, that, but I did it already. I already did it in my lifetime. I did it. I did it with fucking, I thought Barack Obama was going to take a bullet. Half me, half amazing, you know, half white, half black, you know. I'm thinking this guy's going to do it all for us. He loves us all. All of a sudden, he's just now a pure black president. He's all about black people. That's when I was like, and I'm not saying
well, not even that. He's right in the pocket.
This is when I knew he was bullshit. Because here was a guy who was pure black, who dealt with fucking black shit. Martin Luther King. He was for white and black people. He wasn't even half a white person. He was all black. And he was for the fucking, he was for everyone. Here's this motherfucker when a white cop shot a kid in Ferguson, he said racial issues need to be dealt with. When this fucking black dude supposedly shot two fucking white people, gun control. We gotta do better things with guns. Wait a minute, what? Where's the white side in all this? Can't you do both of everything, Mr. President? You're our president because you don't do shit. You do trifecta shit. You do everything. You're supposed to be able to do 12 things at once. You're going to tell me?
It didn't fit into the agenda. It didn't fit
exactly.
in. It didn't fit
in
into
the agenda, folks. Let me tell you something. For anybody that believes Barack Obama is on this side because he's black, you're a fucking moron. You're a fucking moron. All those pictures of him with the hope shit, where's the hope? You know what he was right about? There was hope. Hope is a very forever thing. You can always hope. And change, well, that's also another thing he was right about, because change can be anything. And he did change.
Everything changed. He changed, all right.
Why is it when presidents say what they say in the beginning, they never come back 3 years later saying the same shit? How come?
They always have a new slogan. They always have a new fucking catch.
Yeah.
They always have a new way to get you.
They never come back and say, hey, Hope and Chase are still around, right? No. Everybody got hired for that. Look, if you're going to hire me and I tell you some cool shit that I can't even remember and I'm hired for it, well, fuck. Here I am. I'm hired. And now, if you ask me to remember that, I'll just come up with something cooler or something better or something clever to get you. Cause I don't remember saying none of that shit. I was fucked up. You're going to get me to remember to say some shit like Hope and Chase. Why would I say some shit like that? The position we're in now. Now that I'm the owner of the shit. Now that I'm the owner of all. This is an illusion. Okay? So based on what Red was saying in the article he was talking about, it's all an illusion. It really is.
Exactly.
You know, tying it into what Red was just talking about.
So now it's just a joke. Now it's really just a joke. Because now you can fucking put anything you want out there and people will fucking vote for you. And it doesn't matter what political they run on. It's just a fucking joke.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking sick fucking joke.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you now, and you know what? We've already talked about this in the past. The person that gets put in the real power, the person that gets put in this position is already bought off. They're already bought and paid for by fucking special interests, by all these corporations that have fucking ties within the government, Monsanto, fucking all this other shit, people that already have links to fucking secret societies, people that have links to, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderberg. Look up all these organizations. All these people have all these fucking connections back to the power establishment and all these special interest groups.
I don't believe the Bilderberg.
It's a popularity contest, but at the same time,
I don't think the Bilderberg. Is what we need to look at. I don't think any of this shit is what. Because if you know what it is, then you know what it is. You can handle it. But I don't think we know what it is. I think there's an apparatus. I can't call it. I don't know who they are. You know, let me be the first radio host in the world that maybe say that. I don't know. I don't know who really runs the show. To say it's Bilderberg, to say it's Bohemian, to say it's the Trilateral Commission, to say it's any of these assholes, I don't know. Maybe they're part of it. Maybe they're the minions of what really runs the show.
Exactly.
Because everybody that ran things never ran it up front. The king was supposedly ran it, but it was the clergy. It was the fucking, not even the clergy,
exactly.
It was the fucking rabbi.
It was the people that was right.
It was the priest behind the king that ran the show. Because the priest, look, back, I don't want to go too crazy and make it boring, but. Back in the day, no electricity, nothing like that. What did people have to look forward to in America? Religion. Because if you were an American back in those days with no electricity, this is what you did. Work. And then at nighttime, you sat there in the dark and waited till light time. That's all you did for life. There was no iPods. There were no fucking Xboxes and PlayStations. That's what you did. So what was fun? Sunday fun day. They went to church. They was singing. They was dancing. There was fucking people fucking doing crazy shit. There was entertainment at church on Sundays back before electricity. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay? So why am I bringing this all up, right? Because look at it now. We have entertainment at our fucking fingers. What is going to become us? What is going to be us? What is going to have us? What's going to do for us that we haven't seen? You want to go to Italy? No. I go on Google and see Italy right now. I don't even need to take a fucking $300 plane ticket to Italy. Nobody wants to experience anything anymore. They just think they are it nowadays. Everybody thinks they are what it is automatically. I know it all. That's what it is. I know it all. I know everything. Why? Because I have, so my point is again, back in the day, that's what it was. They had religion was the thing. Now here we are. Politics is a new religion now, because everybody in their All right, folks.
Again,
we're back again. I'm pissed off now because I'm sick and tired of this shit. You pay money to fucking make, like, we pay money. We don't get endorsements. We don't get fucking Nike. Does nothing for us. We don't get fucking weird dick pills that Alex Jones promotes. We just do this. We pay to talk to nobody. All right.
And hopefully you listen.
Right?
But we keep fucking getting cut off by fucking Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Well, I was talking a lot there. I want Red to get into things because we're still live for another half an hour. I want Red to get into shit because you know me. I don't want to take the show.
As you were saying, speaking of the politics and elections and all this bullshit, that's what it's become. It's become the new religion. The real power in this country is not in some fucking dude wearing a toupee that you fucking elect by fucking, you know, by popular vote that he becomes the fucking prom king, all right? That's not the way it works in this country.
Right.
Voting never worked in this fucking country. Voting has been bought off for a half a century now. It's been bought off, all right? The people that really fucking run this show, the people that really run the fucking country, the people with the financial means and the people with fucking the connections to the world power structure. And I'm talking, I said before, people that have connections to Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg, people that have fucking connections even to the Vatican, people that have connections to fucking shit like that. It's not all just this new, you know, all this new interest groups. It's also old shit. It's also people bought off by
everybody
old...
Everybody behind the scenes.
People bought off by old money. People bought off by the old... The whole system...
Old money.
The whole system is... You know what? It's not new. It's not anything new.
Mm-mm.
There's a couple new variations on it,
mm-hmm.
but it's all a very old shit. It's really a very
new
old
variations
system.
Variations for new times.
That's it.
But that's right.
It's all a very old system that's run and controlled by money... And run in control by fucking the people.
Here's a good question for everybody. And maybe, Red, maybe you could see this and maybe answer this or give your take on it as well. It's 2015, all right? What's the difference between 1985 to 2015, okay? Why is it iPhones, touch screens, all this shit? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again. We keep getting cut off. But I was talking. Fuck me, Red, do something.
I don't know if it's what we're talking about. We're trying to expose some bullshit, but you know what? Fuck it. Let's move on.
Let's move.
Move it right along. So apparently, fucking George Collin had a FBI file kept on him.
Huh.
12-page FBI file kept on George Collin because he made jokes about the government. And it was kept on him from 1969 up until fucking the day that he died, which was what? What was that? A couple of years ago? 2012?
2010?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So apparently, after his 1969 appearance on the Jackie Gleason show, Collin caught the attention of the FBI because he made jokes about J. Edgar Hoover. According to the government, Collin had referred to the Bureau...
Isn't he dead?
And the director in a secure vein. They added that his act was considered to be a taste and was using the procedure of the Bureau of Mr. Hoover to enhance his performance. So there you go, folks. Free State America started fucking way back when. It didn't start in the fucking 90s or fucking 2000. It was already in effect back in 1969.
George Collin was probably before that, but George Collin is a man of men.
He was a man among men.
That man would say shit because of shit and still make his money on being himself. We can't do that today.
No, absolutely not.
Today, you sound like another YouTube fucker fanatic. You just want to get your shit around so everybody sees it. But George Carlin was not only a man that can educate, but make you laugh while he educated you. And there's not a lot of people that do that anymore.
Nope, absolutely.
Nowadays, everybody's too serious to take a look at life and go, fuck, this shit sucks. You know, most people go, oh, this shit sucks. We got to tell people. And they put fucking whatever. You know, they blow up a mall or something. You know, there's maniacs out there that really do that. Yes. You know. Earl Jones, I'm only bringing him up. And let me tell you something. I saw a video called the Alex Jones versus the mainstream media. And after seeing that video, I kind of, I don't know, maybe converting back to the Alex Jones spectrum, so to speak. Because I didn't realize how much this man said shit and the media downplays it as much as they did. When you see the video, if anybody, you need to see that video. It's Alex Jones versus the mainstream media, and it's like an hour and a half of just clips of what he says and what he said in like the early 2000s and then going back saying now. And it's a bunch of shit where you're like, wow, you know what? Maybe. And on some hope. Right. Know the being an XR radio thing. I don't know what it's like to be a big radio guy where like now you need money to keep it up because now you got to get paying dudes to go over in another, you know, state or another country. I don't know what that entails. You know, there's got to be money involved in that. And obviously, if you don't have the money, you got to get it somewhere. So obviously, fine, that's the work of the trade. He gives us knowledge, we pay him to do it, fine. Right? Maybe that's the way you got to look at it. But I'm starting to go back to the Alex Jones situation because that whole Piers Morgan thing, and I'll tell you what, that's what turned me off about him. But I started rewatching it, and this is what started to turn me back on about it. Look at his eyes. Look at Piers Morgan's eyes and look at Alex Jones' eyes. Who looks more passionate about what the fuck they're talking about? And that's how you learn them in. So that's just my take on that, bringing that up out of nowhere. I'm sorry. I just brought that up because you were saying how, like, you know, things are presented as fakely. And you know what? 9 out of 10 times, it's definitely fake.
All right, well.
So that's just my take, but go ahead.
I got you.
I've downplayed Alex Jones a lot on our radio show.
I can't 100% agree with you on
sure,
Alex Jones.
Absolutely.
You know, I just brought up this article in the vein of saying that, you know what, people that fucking speak out against corruption and against the fucked up shit that goes on in our world, and they try to make it funny, you know, they really just get shit on. And this whole spying on people thing, this whole, you know, we found out that there was a massive spying program last year or, you know, 2 years ago. This hasn't been going on. This isn't something new.
No.
This isn't something we just found out about. This is something that's been going on for fucking almost, you know, almost for fucking... For 4 years ago, the FBI, George Carlin made some fucking jokes that really made you think. But the whole power structure, the whole system said, you know what? This guy's a fucking threat. And we need to fucking keep tabs on him.
You know, and that's my point. Like, that's why I brought the whole fucking thing, whatever. But it's just, you know, look at George Carlin. All right, he was in Sprint commercials and all that bullshit. And even in one of his live shows, he says, you know, you have to figure that out for yourself. Why I did that. And you know why I did it? For a couple bucks. You know, he's a showbiz guy in a way. But if you watch all his comedies, it's everything he wants to say, not what he thinks you want to hear. Every comedian today is things that they feel you can relate to and what you want to hear. All of them. I don't care if it's fucking, you know, whatever. What's the new guy? The little guy. What's his name?
Cat Williams?
Not that little one. The other little guy.
Guy? Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart. You know, and I generally like the guy as entertainment and funny, yeah. But he doesn't do what, like even Patrice O'Neal, which is very brutally honest and very straight to the point. They don't have those guys. Even Joe Rogan. for Christ's sake. Just like everything else, government owned and everything and all that, they don't want you to say certain things, because once you say certain things, it sparks an interest in some people's mind. Now look, George Carlin was a very old man. He died of a heart attack. I don't know. And I'll leave it at that. You know, I won't go into conspiracy issues. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, dude.
Well, he fucking said what he had to say. He said what he had to say. He made you think. And go back.
That's the reason why I think the way I think. Yeah, I swear to God. I'm a fucking split image. Not only am I bald, but honestly, dude, everything that man, when I was younger, I listened to him, bro. Like, when I was a kid, I listened to this dude. And, like, fucking now I'm an adult. Well, what I like to claim is an adult. I'm still a fucking child of ways. But, you know, not to stake on this too long, but honestly, a lot of what George Carlin is what I'd have to, like, if I ever got famous in life, you know, for whatever reason, I have to take my hat off and say it's because, in all reasons, because
yeah,
of George
man,
Carlin.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Because of George Carlin.
Absolutely.
You know, not Alex Jones, is not Bill, even William Cooper's, you know, as much as I learned from him, and I've read that book when I was like 19 years old, you know, I was up on shit, but it really was George Carlin that really wakened me, because laughter, I do believe, laughter does open you up to now new shit that you might
not. Makes you think about
new
shit.
You soften the situation.
Exactly.
You know, it's hard for me to walk. Let's say that you're somebody that doesn't know
There's only so much.
It's hard for me to walk up to you and go, yo, dude, chemtrails. But if I can make you joke and laugh, and then I go, yo, dude, look at that. It's weird, this guy. And then you'll start seeing it for
yourself.
There's
only so much shit you can come out with and talk about and get people to think about, you know, with fucking the way you present it, you know? So if you try to come out with deadly serious shit, you know, you try
to
come...
This world's big on delivery. Big on delivery. How it's presented. It is. If you don't talk a certain way or speak a certain way, people don't want to hear it. I mean, look at the music now. I heard a song, I think I said this on the last broadcast, but there's a song by, fuck is his name? Big black dude with the beard, correctional officer. Yeah, the officer, and that is a rapper. It talks about drugs. And Rick Ross has a song called Flip of the Wrist. And if you listen to the actual lyrics, not just, you know, everybody sees memes with the Flip of the Wrist and the funny, but listen to the words and the actual verses. That's what it sounds like. Like, I'm not even kidding. He says words, but it's like, I wanna get it una mana
mina. Una mana mina.
Like, what the fuck? All right, so, you know, this is where we're coming from. You know, we're building less than building more. So, I always said, if you believed in the founding fathers or not, it doesn't matter. But George Washington, if you read a letter from that man, I guarantee that after two sentences, you'll get bored, because the words the man was using were so profound and very, you know, intellectual and very articulate. The words we use now is like LOL and MLA, and like we know.
Yeah, exactly.
Like we're going fucking back in time. Like, people did that on caves. They made a mark. You knew what it was. Now we're doing like letters to make words. And like, it's stupid.
People don't talk in,
you know, obviously sentences. Letters make words, but we're making abbreviation of letters to make a fucking word.
We talked about this before. Fucking, you know, everybody talks in these fucking little symbols and all this bullshit. Nobody has a real conversation.
It's
Nobody talks about real shit.
You know, I mean, like I said,
and the thing is, George Carlin talked about real shit.
And you know what I hear?
But he didn't bring it up.
He dropped out of school at 16 years old.
Great, fucking awesome.
See what I'm saying? True story.
He didn't
dropped out of fucking school. Didn't need it. Articulate, smart. If you listen to anything George Carlin, anything he goes on, the Bill Maher show, whatever it was. But now I guess I'm like, John Stewart's a great guy. Then I hear him like downplay this shit. Like, dude, why are you downplaying something you might not know? Like, don't just go along with what you think. So that's my point. Like, Every mainstream person on TV act like they're against each other, but on the main
things,
they're all together.
They're all together on the same script,
on the
same fucking...
And the real things that really matter. You know, whatever. People can have a different opinion on, like, soup. So we can all laugh about it because he thinks soup should be that way and he says soup should be that way. But, like, ice cream and that. But, like, when it comes to, like, 9/11, dude, like, that's a big deal. And, like, something was fucked up about it. Like, all right, there's outlandish conspiracy theories about it that don't need to be taken seriously. And then there are some shit out there that you really need to look into because that's pretty fucking significant. Because everything that's happening right now is because of that. Like, nothing today would have happened if 9/11 never happened. I guarantee you that, dude. I guarantee none of this shit we're going through. None of this conspiracy. This conspiracy not being out there. This lunatic shit that you hear about people that think outside the box. That would never exist if it wasn't for 9/11, the event of 9/11. Whatever took
terrorism,
place.
All this shit that we have forced in our fucking faces every day. It never would have fucking, never would have happened in the same way if it wasn't manipulated and controlled by the mass media that wanted you to see the way they wanted you to see it. And that's it.
Yeah, no. All right, changing gears. Give me something.
Some police state shit.
Shit.
Some future police state shit. Apparently, there has been, the first U.S. state has legalized weaponized police drones. It's on revolutionnews.com.
Okay.
First U.S. state legalizes weaponized police drones. It's now legal in North Dakota to fly drones armed with less than lethal weapons such as rubber bullets, tear gas, and sound cannons and pepper spray.
Now, folks, why do you think this Ferguson shit went down? Why do you think any of the... Look, the elite know what they're doing. They definitely know what they're doing. And that's why they wanted these riots to come out. So people go, look what's happening on TV. Look at these idiots in these states. How come they can't control them? And that's their answer. Drones.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now, you know what? Now we're on some RoboCop type shit.
Absolutely. They live.
They
hey,
live.
Little guy.
That's it.
Hey, little guy.
That's exactly.
Remember that scene?
That's exactly.
Where
you
saw the fucking flying body?
That's exactly what happened.
The
80s
movie.
They had a fucking drone and they lived.
Late 80s movie. 89 that movie came out, I think. And the fuck, or 88 or whatever. That movie came out and he had a fucking drone flying. Goes, hey there, little guy. And shot the fucking drone right out of the fucking sky.
Right
out of the fucking sky. And that was a guy that didn't even realize what drones were. That was a guy that was like, hey, little guy. Boom, motherfucker. And right after that, what was the next scene? He went to the bank. All right? Central Bankers. He went right to the bank.
That's true.
What was the next scene out of that movie? He went to the bank. Don't tell me Wes Craven don't know what he's doing. He went to the bank and said, I'm here to chew bubble gum and kill motherfuckers. He didn't say it like that. And I'm all out of motherfucking bubblegum. Rowdy, rowdy, pipe bob said so. Mr. Stone Cold Steve Austin. Let me tell you. I'm going to do a lot of that movie, Hollywood shit.
And even Roddy Piper himself, he came out and he said, look, it wasn't just the fucking made up fucking sci-fi shit. The shit was real.
You know, Wes Craven was a man that spoke. You know, Wes Craven was a guy that he saw shit. Wes Craven is Wes Craven. But to come with fucking Freddy Krueger, you know, I never thought about it like that. Think about that. It's in your dreams. Because in America, you live what?
You live a dream. You live an American dream.
And what happens in this dream? A horrifying fucking thing. Okay? So, God forbid, you got a guy with claws scraping you up. That's nothing. But that's his metaphor. That's crazy. He's a smart man. You gotta sit down with him. But give us something else. What else you got over there?
All right. So, like I was saying, now it's it's legal for fucking cops to use drones to spy on you. Not only just spy on you, but to fucking for crowd control. Now they can fucking put a fucking taser on it, put a fucking pepper spray on it, put something on it. You know what? If that's the case, if they'll let it go this far, they'll fucking take it to the next level. They'll put a fucking gun on it. They'll put a fucking machine gun on it. And then, you know what? Then they'll go to DARPA. They'll go to DARPA, and DARPA will be like, oh, hey, you know what? Your cops are getting shot up. Your cops are getting fucked up. You know what? Take them off duty. Here's some RoboCops for you. Here's some fucking RoboCops, and you can use them.
That's why they're making us hate cops. That's why they're going to take cops.
So we can get RoboCops?
So we can get rid of the fucking cops and put a fucking... Yeah, dude, that's why they make us take cops. All right, ladies and gentlemen, another time we get disconnected. But this is becoming the norm, so we're not upset. We were talking about RoboCop taking over the world here. But how about that too? They made a new RoboCop movie. They made a new Terminator movie. They really want to push that robotic.
That's all part of it. That's all part of the fucking plan, man.
I mean, think about it. You know. I mean, you know, maybe reach in here.
Yeah.
You know, all right, again, we got disconnected. That's how it works, I guess.
Hopefully we can stay with you after getting fucking cut off.
I mean, we got like what? We got 3 minutes left here. Easily. All right? I mean, we're scared to talk because God forbid we talk, we get disconnected here.
Let's keep it moving.
Yep.
Fuck it. Fuck RoboCops and all this bullshit. Next up, your government wants you RFID tracked. Government wants RFID tracking chips implanted in welfare recipients.
Mm.
So in Finland, I think it is, yeah, a politician in Finland's conservative Finn party suggested implanting welfare recipients with satellite tracking chips following news that some recipients continued receiving payments after leaving the country to join ISIS. So now this is going to be the new push, RFID.
Underline ISIS.
RFID in the citizens.
They got to get RFID.
Just so they
because they joined. No more Al Qaeda. No more. We had Taliban Al Qaeda for years.
That's the new shit.
What terror level are we at, by the way?
Nobody knows.
What color code terror alert are we at? One. Green, red. What else?
It changes every day. Nobody knows.
Because they stopped. It's all a game. It's just in your head.
Game.
Ebola. What happened to Ebola? What happened to Ebola?
It was all crisis.
Africa, it's crazy. It's coming here. Africa, it's crazy. It's coming. As soon as we were like, yeah, it's bullshit. Now, we don't even hear what happened in Africa. Is it still rampant in Africa?
It's all crisis.
You'll never know.
It's all crisis. It's all problem, reaction, solution to get the fucking people to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
So now here's the next step. The next step is microchipping and RFID the populace so they can get their government benefits and so they can do exactly what the fuck you want them to do. So this is where it starts. This is where the microchipping of the whole fucking population starts.
And where does it end?
Yeah, exactly. Where does it end from that point?
You know.
So now
where does it end?
They're talking about getting implant RFID to stop terrorism and to keep tabs on welfare suspects or welfare recipients in order to keep the tax dollars accountable. In the future, of course, there'll be other rationales, but really the government just wants to do all this fine within their power. And right now, this is the technology that they have, and that will allow them to do it.
For our live listeners, we have 30 seconds. Chris Knowledge.
And Rob.
Critical Convo. You can email us at?
CriticalConvoShow@gmail.com.
Okay. And you can also check out our website, RealizeTheLies.com.
Which is a fucking phenomenal sounding
website. I'm telling you what it says. Realize the Lies.
Check that shit out. Ask some questions. Dig
for yourself. Fact that me and you were able to get realizethelies.com. Now, nobody else thought of that except for us. That's how long we've been in this. Because, you know, people are like, oh, I want realizethelies.com. They didn't have it.
Nope, motherfucker.
Right, now we're in overdrive. Well, hopefully overdrive. I don't even know how to, you know. This is
Who knows what we're going to give?
This is the fucking block talk. And we always say we should get rid of it, but we don't look for nothing. We'll just send somebody else. Right? Because we say, like, remember how many times we used to say, we'll get rid of this? Because this shit's been like this. It's not nothing new.
Did we get cut off?
No, we're here.
I heard a beat.
Nah, I think that was all one. Nah, we're still going.
All right, folks. So we're still waiting. So like we were saying, you know, we just brought up fucking the fact that they want a microchip now.
Well, they always did. They always did. But now they're really...
Now they're really pushing for it.
You know, with that, with other fucking, you know, ways and...
Ways and means.
You know. I mean, I think the worst thing with microchips was that, you know, that Mexican bullshit you hear. And then fucking horsehair. But now, like, you fucking, all that Mexican shit we heard, remember? The Mexicans want to microchip their shit. Microchip the law enforcement, agency.
So they don't get fucking abducted and fucking taken away by cartels and shit.
Exactly.
That's it. That's how you do it. You do it small scale, and then you fucking just bring it all the way up.
You got up there, huh?
Oh, shit.
She looked good. She said, fuck this small hair. I want that long white girl hair. Nah, nothing wrong with that. I think you look beautiful. I kind of like you. Well, I was like, that was like, what, a boy or a girl? Maybe we're going to go. Live on the show. So. All right, look. Anyway, say what you're saying.